Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Lieutenant Drew Unteed, commander of the Granville Post of the State Patrol.
About a year ago, you took over as a commander of the Granville Post. Maybe let folks know a little bit about your background. Again, you're from the Muskingum County area, but I know I've had you in here before when you were just Trooper Unteed, and then all of a sudden I got, well, he's lieutenant. What happened here? Talk a little bit about that and how exciting this is for you and your family.
Yes, sir. It's a great opportunity. I've surpassed my 15-year mark now. I've worked at three different posts in three different districts. I do call Granville home. I've been here as a trooper. I've been here as a sergeant during a portion, and now a lieutenant. It is an honor, and it's a challenge at the same time, and super rewarding. I love Licking County. I'm invested here. I love our partner agencies and the resources here. So, no, it's going very, very well. Happy to be here.
And how many folks are out at that post?
We have 10 troopers, 4 sergeants, and myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, you used to do the dispatching from out there. I remember a long time. Pat Snelling, I used to talk to her all the time.
Yeah.
It's all yours is done out of Lancaster? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So around 2011, 2012, yeah. They condensed dispatch centers. So each dispatch center handles two posts typically throughout this entire state. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, our dispatch is in Lancaster.
Yeah. And then you said they just did a big remodel out at the Granville Post.
Cool.
I mean, I remember driving by and seeing them out there working. That's got to be pretty good.
Oh, it's great. it was definitely past due. We were temporarily stationed at the ODOT District 5 office. So thanks and hats off to them for allowing us to stay there. But it is nice to be back into our building.
I'm sure you told them to give you a bigger office.
Yeah, we step lightly there. But, yeah.
Put a fridge over here, a microwave over here. Yeah.
No, it's adequate.
Yeah. Boy, there's a nice answer.
Glowing response there.
It's adequate. I love that. That's beautiful. Toughest part of the job?
Toughest part of the job. Balancing, home, work-life balance, right? I do prioritize my people. So taking care of people is a priority for me. You have some bad days with bad crashes, bad scenes, things that you have, death notifications. That's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, we're going to get into the crash statistics here. But we've talked before. I've had other folks out here when State Rep Kevin Miller was lieutenant. You're laughing. Sir. You're probably glad he's gone.
Yeah. love that gentleman.
But when he was here, he says, Dave, folks don't understand. One, when you roll up on a crash, you see it, you understand what has happened. He said, but man, when you got to go talk to family members, he says, people can't understand how tough a moment that is. I don't think I could do it. I mean, it takes a special person, right?
It does. We have some training to that regard in the academy. You're never quite prepared until you actually have to do it. But, that's part of the job also is being empathetic, kind of understanding what these folks might be feeling, be able to relay that effectively and with sincerity.
Yeah.
You got kind of a facade though. I mean, when you're a state trooper, you kind of have to carry yourself a certain way day to day in those situations where it's a speeding ticket or a crash or whatever. So I would imagine that's maybe a little out of character for the average trooper to have to do that, deliver that kind of message.
I'd say that's accurate. Yes. What we can't ever forget is, we're people. We have feelings. It's okay to, feel what these folks feel. And, that's the hard. That may be the hardest time in their life. So we just always got to keep that into account. Mm-hmm. Utmost professionalism and take care of business.
Yeah, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. All right, let's talk crash statistics. I know for the state, it was about a week or two ago, they sent out a report that the numbers are down, but they'd seen statewide that they're starting to climb back up. I just checked the other day. We're still under last year's total. One death is one too many. I think we all know that. But where are we at in Licking County? How are we seeing things here in our area?
Yeah, so the last numbers I saw, we were around statewide 4% down in fatal crashes. Unfortunately, Licking County, we are up a little bit. This year, we are at 20 fatal crashes, resulting in 23 victims. Last year, we ended the year with 17 fatal crashes with 17 victims. Of course, you know, with all the buildup around here, we do have increased traffic. Mm-hmm. That's understood. And at the same time, our goal is always going to remain the same. Seatbelt usage, distracted driving, impaired driving enforcement. The number is not in the right direction in Licking County, but we're constantly working to reduce that.
Are you seeing, is it young drivers? Is it old drivers? Is it distracted driving? Is it OVI? I mean, are you seeing any kind of specific trend, so to speak, or is it just all across the board?
This year, it's kind of been kind of across the board in our county. It's pretty consistent as far as impaired driving. I think 9 of our 20 this year are impaired driving related, which is about on par of what it's been the past several. As far as area goes in the county, I mean, you could throw a dart at a dartboard, and that's where our fatals are happening in this county. Mm-hmm. Seatbelt usage, that's usually around 50%. That is 9 out of our 20 were unbelted so far this year, and distracted driving has been correlated with one of those as mm-hmm. well.
That seatbelt thing's got to drive you crazy. I mean, you do what folks want to do, what they want to do, but that one's got to be, I'm not saying that any of them are, but that's the easiest thing to do when you get in the car.
It is. I mean, how many reminders do we have? Click it or ticket. And mm-hmm. we have these campaigns. We have tax squads and, enforcement blitzes targeting specific violations, especially seatbelts. That is, in fact, the easiest thing you can do to increase the chances of you not sustaining injuries or being killed in a crash.
Yeah, it seems like day to day, I don't see a lot. I mean, I drive mostly in the day, so I don't see a lot of impaired driving. But what I see mostly, and again, Dave and I talk about it quite a bit, is the people that are in a rush. Like, they think that if you're going 75 in the passing lane, that's not fast enough because they got somewhere to be. And I don't know how to typify it other than that, where it just seems like there's got to be at least 20 to 30 to maybe 35% of people that are just trying to get to the next thing. And they're trying to get there as quick as they can. And I didn't seem to be any kind of blitz, advertising, billboard, whatever you want to say, that'll slow that down. Sure. So, I mean, how do you cope with that? Because that just flares up road rage. And I mean, it just makes everybody nuts.
It does. And I've certainly seen an increase in all of that, especially since COVID. But, our world moves faster now than it ever has. And I think everyone is focused on being here, getting there on their time when they need to focus on other people a little bit. Right. But how do we combat that, high visibility enforcement? We only have, as many troopers as we have, but I expect our people to be out there stopping vehicles for high speed and all the other violations that we focus on to, mm-hmm. Help combat that. But it's definitely a problem.
I like it. There are people that don't like it when, you telegraph like, hey, we're going to do an OVI checkpoint and here's where it is.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful because it makes everyone aware. And so it calms the whole community rather than just, hey, we gotcha. It's like, hey, we're paying attention and this is where we're paying attention. That to me is a very appropriate way to handle things.
Thank you. You hit the nail on the head. That is the goal, is public awareness. We do it for the public. We want the public to designate a sober driver. It's a deterrent. That's exactly our intention, is we don't want folks driving impaired, especially in the area that we're announcing that it's going to be in. We're having it there for a reason, and it's probably a problem area.
Yeah, I was going to say. And the other thing real quick, my God, how many people are getting pulled over for going 100 plus anymore across this state, especially, I know on the Turnpike, I know a lot of folks, if you've ever driven that, I mean, they're just flying by, but it just seems like everybody's like, well, you know what, I'm going to tune it up to 100 and I'm going to see where I go. If I'm amazed, I can't imagine what you guys are thinking when you're sitting in your car and there they go. That's unbelievable to me.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's super common. We started really paying attention to that around, again, COVID time. Started tracking that. We do have speed cameras on certain portions of interstate that track that as well. A reason for it, I don't know. we do use tools such as our airspeed enforcement mm-hmm. To combat drivers like that as well.
Does Granville, I mean, how does that work? Is that through Columbus, the Franklin County State Patrol, that you guys will say, hey, we need air support here? Because I've seen you guys have used it here before with other agencies. Is that how that works? You just request and say, hey, look, we got a problem. Get over here.
That's one way it works. Sometimes, you know, our airplane will be up and they'll radio and see if we have any units to work. We'll go to one of our airspeed zones and work. But yeah, no, it can come by request. You know, during holiday periods, we schedule them ahead of time. We do have 13 planes, 3 helicopters, and we are available for all other agencies to use as well.
And I told my boys when they were driving, like, look, I'm not going to be with you all the time. Don't speed through a work zone. I said, you just don't want to do it. That it's tight. Your fines are going to be double. I mean, it's don't do it. But yet you still see people see those orange barrows and like, ah. Or if they see a, this is the one that gets me. They see an arrow saying the right lane closed or left. They're going to beat hell to get past everybody so they can get over. That one I don't get either. When you're coming into its construction zone, is that a problem we're seeing?
Yes. I mean, that's always a problem.
Yeah.
And our focus is on construction zones when they're in our area, again, through high visibility enforcement. And just for the public, picture your family member working in that work zone, right? What would you expect the public to be traveling like through there?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Those commercials from ODOT are good. When just want dad to come home or just want mom to come home and you're just like, slow down over there, you idiot.
Right on.
How do you pick the spots where you're going to be looking? We were talking about that, about certain areas. And again, you have limited resources as far as troopers and cars. But if Dave Doney calls you every day and says, man, I'm telling you, it's bad out here. You need to get out here. Will you guys listen to that and then try to get some enforcement into that area?
100%. Yeah, we take every complaint and concern seriously from the public. We also utilize what's called OSTATS. It's the data we keep on where crashes are happening, the crash causes and factors and so forth. So, we pull that, and that is kind of a roadmap of where we should be focusing our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every traffic complaint that comes in, we're following up on. Units are assigned to that, and we're going to monitor that area for a period of time to see if we can make a change.
Now, you got the holidays coming up. It's busy all the time, but maybe talk a little bit about what you folks are going to be doing over the next few weeks. Not that you don't do this all year round, I know, but there's a stepped-up enforcement during the holidays. Is there just some special things that you're going to be doing? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, with increased travel, increased folks on the road, we also need to increase our manpower, right? So we'll use high visibility enforcement. We'll be focusing on, you know, the big ones, distracted driving, the seatbelt usage, impaired driving, and speed reduction. But that's a constant. That never changes. But, we're going to be working with our partners, all the local agencies and the sheriff's office, not only in this county, but our adjacent counties, ensure people have a safe holiday.
Mm-hmm. The whole distracted driving thing. I know it's a primary offense.
Yes.
Are you giving out citations? I know just for recently, I know across statewide, I think it was like 287. You can't stop it. If you stopped everybody, you'd never get anything done. So, I mean, are people getting that message or no?
Some are.
Yeah. The ones that got tickets?
yeah. No, some folks do a really good job. Or you'll stop with them, you know, they'll be parked somewhere and they say, hey, you know, I had to pull over and use the phone. And we certainly thank them. Just here in Licking County, this year there's been 834 distracted driving citations issued.
Wow.
Yeah. So we take it very seriously. Ever since that law was, you know, came into full effect in fall of 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ages on that? Do you have, you don't have to have specific, but I mean, are you seeing it again across the board? It's old, it's young, it's, because I mean, a lot of times if you see these things, you think young drivers
are
doing these kind of things.
It's definitely a contributing factor for the young folks, but it pretty much runs the gamut. Yeah, it's across the board.
What about OVI in our county?
Like I said earlier, 9 of our 20 fatals are OVI related this year. And year to date here in Licking County, the troopers have made 306 OVI arrests.
So more for the arrests, but does that?
Yes.
But it's more for the distracted driving then. I mean, almost.
Yeah, as far as citations goes.
Yeah, citations,
Now, obviously, some of those OVI arrests could have also included distracted driving citation as well.
If folks see something, is it pound 677? Is that still the what folks can do if they see something and they're like, I don't know about that. I maybe need to get a hold of the troopers?
Definitely, yeah. For any impaired driving, any information on drug tips, you name it, that the patrol would need to know, pound 677 will get you straight to the patrol. And obviously 911 is a good default for a reckless operator as well.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed, Commander of the Granville Post of the State Patrol. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.